the Bronx Tale podcast. This is episode 2. Do we keep saying season 2? All right.
Like, no, season 2, episode 2. Two.
We two. Yo, this is Gil.
Ruben.
Rick. Fuck.
Nigga just hit puberty on the podcast.
My bad.
Jesus Christ.
My bad. I ain't got COVID, I promise. I just fucking choked on my drink. What up, my peoples?
What up?
What up, man?
Yo, I missed y'all, bro. I wish we did this more often, especially now that I'm around the house.
How's this jobless shit going, yo?
Yo, bro, I'm just sitting on the couch all day. I ain't checked, but I'm sure my couch smell like wild butt.
Yo, check right now, live on the pod.
Check right now? Nah, I ain't check yet. Right now, I'm sitting on just the right cheek. You know what I'm saying? Giving it time.
What seat have you been sitting in?
I'll be in the middle all day, bro.
In the middle?
All
right.
You want to check for me?
No, I'm good.
Yo, that would be great.
I
want
to know what seat to avoid.
You good? You that sitting all crazy. The way over there?
You ever sat in one place so many times that for so long that your ass print is on the seat?
You could feel it?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's a long time.
And Tiara and I's old bed, you could see like my body print on the fucking God bed, damn. Bro. That's because I just sleep in the same spot.
You don't move?
Nah, bro. I just
like you fucking sleep like
spot.
A rock. Like.
I sleep like Michael Myers. I'm just like laying down with my fucking with my arms down and shit.
I'm a horrible sleeper. I move a lot, bro.
Oh, I mean, I move a lot, but I end up in the same spot all the time.
What? That's because it's a ditch at this point.
Well, no, not our bed now. But before. We got the bed now that it'll do that, but then it'll fucking come up. You know what I mean?
Yo,
speaking of Michael Myers, y'all see Halloween Kills?
I did.
No, I don't have Peacock, so.
Yo, it's fucking $4.99, bro.
Bro, I already pay for Netflix.
It's a
HBO,
what? It's $4.99.
Hulu, Amazon.
Add $4.99.
I pay for mad shit on top of cable.
Fam, you just paid for the Scream shit in Warzone. That was
$20.
$20, my guy.
That's every night, though.
Yeah, but that's 4 months of Peacock.
Nigga, I'm fine without it.
Nah, it's a
I'll be high.
Peacock is my favorite streaming service.
How's Paramount Plus?
Plus is fire, too, because it got all the old Real Worlds. The road rule shits,
but
the
I'm
challenge.
I'm
not
gonna watch none of that, so I wouldn't pay for that.
I hate this motherfucker.
You know, I got all this fucking illegal shit. Yeah.
And you don't still say, only don't... filter through like four things.
Yeah.
But Halloween Kills was fire, yo. You remember? So it's minor spoiler for you.
You can spoil. I don't really care.
No, just the beginning, right? Well, then that's the biggest
part,
right?
You know what? But let's
you know
talk
what,
about
man?
It.
But fuck you. Listen, close your earmuffs.
I'm good, bro. You
earmuffs.
Can spoil it.
The earmuffs. Good. I don't want to spoil it. All right. So the way he gets out of the house is firefighters come to put the fire out. And he's hiding in a closet with all the guns so he doesn't get burned. So as firefighters let him out, he starts killing these motherfuckers. So listen, this is why I hate the internet and I hate people just in general. There's a petition to remove the scene of him killing the firefighters.
It's a fucking movie, man.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I'm going to read to you. And I'm going to read it how they wrote it because it's mad typos. But 420 people have signed this shit.
Yo,
out of the 500 that they needed.
Stupid.
They put.
Wait, they only need
quotes,
500 to get it out
well,
the movie?
Not to get it out, but that's how much that their goal was.
That's their goal.
And then they'll send
that's
it
a low
to.
Low ass goal.
Yeah, because it's fucking retarded.
Because they some bum ass motherfuckers. That's
our word.
Nah, don't even read
it. Bleep that. Nah, bleep that.
We could have continued on and then it would have been bleep, but now I'm just going to keep it.
I don't want to use that word.
So, quote, I want the scene in the new Halloween Kills where they show the slaughtering of firefighters. It is wrong because firefighters have been lured to houses fire and murdered by the person who set the fire. Breaking out of the quote, never heard of that. Back to quote. And it's wrong that Michael killed the firefighters with the gear from the other firefighters he killed. As a soon-to-be firefighter, I find it very offensive, and so does my mom and dad, who are retired firefighters. You know, I'm not even going to continue. Whoever did this, yo, fuck you. Fuck your mom.
They find
and fuck your dad, bro. So
they find that wrong,
it's a
but
movie,
they don't find the
guy.
Fact that he's trying to kill his sister
this man
for the
killed,
last 30 years.
Man, but he killed everybody.
Yo,
like...
it's not a spoiler because you're the only one that ain't watch it. And whoever else that didn't watch it, like, that's listening to this should have seen it. I would think that if you were a fan of it, you would have seen it. The firefighter scene, what made me laugh about it was that as you watching it, I think about all the other, like, Halloween movies, and then you think about how you have scenes like 20 minutes, and then you'll see a kill here and there. This motherfucker went full on John Wick on the whole fucking fire department in Haddonfield.
Every scene Michael Myers was in, he was killing someone.
He was killing.
Fire. That's what it should be.
Yeah, nah, that's why it was dope. It felt like, you know, another one that I saw. They're on to, and I think this is satire, and I hope it is. But they're calling Michael Myers and the movie in general homophobic.
Oh God!
Because what? He kills two gay dudes. The gay dudes live in his house. So you know how he always goes back to his house.
The wrong place at the wrong time.
People are just like, yo, but why he had is to that- kill the two gay... But he killed the two gay dudes and like 70 other people. Like, he was wilding.
I'm sorry.
He was wilding throughout this whole town.
You mean to tell me the other... Between those two gay dudes and the 70 other people, not somebody else was gay? Like,
I just have a question. Just because you didn't... Who is okay to kill in movies now?
Yeah.
Can we not kill anyone? I feel like the only...
You're only supposed to kill the sexual teenagers, and if it's not a sexual teenager, leave that old lady alone.
Yo, you can't even kill animals, because look at fucking John Wick. He went ham. He's still killing motherfuckers.
But that's his dog, B. Yo, if somebody kill Harvey, you know what I mean?
That's my dog going down.
You feel me? Yo,
they don't show it, though. Yeah, you just hear the yelp, and you kind of understand.
And you're like, oh, that dog dead.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yo, but he... He did. But yeah, it's a cheesy movie. I think it's worth to watch if you've seen all the other
ones.
You're not wasting, you know, it's like, you're like, fuck it, I just watched the new. But the John Wick scene was wild.
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
We'll watch it right after.
It's funny that
you said that, right? Because me and Ruben were talking about large dudes in costumes.
That's my problem, man.
What do you mean? What, that's your problem?
I'll be too fat for these costumes, B. I always gotta be some fat, funny shit, yo. It's annoying.
That's what I was telling him. I'm like, yo, there's never, like, you can't be fat and be in a costume. Because you're not, like, if Gil was to fucking wear a Jason mask, he's not Jason, he's Fat Jason.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, it's not, yo, he's Jason, bro.
It's very true. Like, I don't think people, we thought about it, but I'm like, yo, it's mad true, because I've never looked at it and be like, oh shit, look at Fat Freddy. Like, yo,
one year I was Mickey Mouse, and like, you know, the midriff was kind of tight, and it had the tail. I'm walking through 42nd, and everyone's grabbing my tail, and I just feel it on my ass, yo, because it's so tight. So I'm just getting sexually assaulted walking down 42nd.
First of all,
like,
was that Halloween or were you dressed up?
That was Halloween. Why the fuck?
You could have been Mickey Mouse on 42nd, bro.
Costumes are mad big. I would have fit in that shit. My shit was like a onesie shit, bro. Damn. That shit was
bad. Was Tiara Minnie Mouse?
Of course. That's how it goes, bro.
Nobody was grabbing, huh?
No, she didn't have a tail. Minnie Mouse
didn't have a tail?
She didn't wear a tail, and if they would have grabbed her, I would have not been here because I would have been in jail because someone would
You
die.
Know that you would have just had a fight, and you would have ripped right through the scene, and you would have looked crazy in the street.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. No, somebody grab me. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. I'm about to pull out that musketoon. Yo, Minnie, you should have left me tail at home. Minnie, get the strap.
Boy.
Oh, God.
Nigga got cold.
You ever seen the dude on TikTok? He's like, why is it spicy? In the Mickey Mouse shit.
Nigga got a call. Fucking one of his boys up and pick up and is like one of the other characters.
Fucking got called Donald Duck. I need you to come through.
Yo, back on Halloween, we went to a party once, and I was Hulk Hogan, Jovan was Macho Man, and our wives were Salt and Pepper. So we at this party, and it's dope. We having a good ass time. And in the middle of the dance floor, there's a dude dressed like Michael Myers. But he's in the middle of the dance floor. Everyone's dancing. He's just walking around.
That's fire.
That shit had us crying, yo. Because he's walking around and looking at people. And then this one girl, she started backing it up on him. And he's literally just standing there. And I was like, yeah, this is the greatest. Like, he had the spirit, son. That's it was fine, so yeah. great. Because he just sat there with his knife looking around.
I was Buzz Lightyear once. That was probably the best car. That shit was tight.
I remember the photos of that. That
shit was mad tight.
What, the cost? The cost? Oh, yeah, you showed me pictures of that.
Yo, that shit was so tight that I found a pair of white, like, Nike shorts, and I tucked it into the boots. Like, because I had to rip a hole by the dick area to piss, because there was no shit. Way. Like, damn, bro. These costumes, like, you would have to have backup and have somebody zip you. I was
you
like,
got
nah.
this costume at Party City?
Nah, for sure. I bought that shit at, like, what's the other
Frank
shit?
Frank B's?
Not Frank B's. Damn, nigga. There's the other yeah. shit that they... Open for the like
Spirit,
the, not Spirit.
Ricky's.
Boom. I think it was at Ricky's.
Yeah. Oh shit! That shit is a sex shop, but then it's also like a.
It's like yo, you want like a novelty sex shop, right? Like yo, you want a dildo or a wand to go with your costume?
Oh, you want to use the wand?
The wand. What kind of wand do you need?
Oh shit!
Yeah, yo, man, for Halloween, my mother. She probably bought me a Scream costume when I was 9, and I probably wore that shit till I was like 15.
And was She's it? Like, wait, but you never
saw him in all
that. Did you not have that growth spurt from 9 to 15? Because that's kind of crazy.
The what? Yo,
you have a growth spurt.
Nah, it was
nine
always a big ass. Like it was the down shit that husky. He wears.
When husky, he was yeah. when he was 15, the shit was a I long was a T.
I was an 18 husky, so I used to wear that.
He had the extra
and then
knee
yo,
pad.
It was the yeah. trash mask because. The real mask is like a whole hood, right?
Yeah. Oh, you just had the plastic.
Bro, it was just a white outline, and then the dress.
Oh my god.
The dress had the hood, so it looked dope when it was on. But if I took off the hood, it was just a white mask and my face behind. Like, bro, it was trash.
That's whack.
Yeah, I've had the Scream mask where you had the blood shit. Yeah. Press it, and it.
Yeah, I had that shit.
Yeah, I upgraded.
We all had wrong. That
I never yeah. wore that shit outside. I just played with it in my house, man. Weird.
Okay.
Until that shit leaked.
Oh, when it leaked, that's when he got really excited.
That's real funny. It's very funny.
I had a knife with the blood shit.
The knife, what, that you press it and blood comes out too?
You didn't press it. You just kind of like moved it around.
Oh, it had blood in it.
It was all trash.
My mother, yo, I ever told you how my mother would dress me up in the weirdest costumes? Like,
when this man was a pumpkin and he was 10 years old.
Nah, listen. I was younger than 10. But I have pictures dressed as Tweety Bird, which I find weird.
Well, Tweety is a boy.
Yeah. He's a boy. Barely. But we found that shit out in the 2000s. Like, yeah. I didn't know
Why
that.
Why were you Tweety?
Huh?
Why were you
Why
Tweety?
Was I Tweety, ma? Exactly.
Like, so you was fat Tweety.
Yo, nah. I wasn't a fat baby, bro.
Wait, you said you was 10.
No, I wasn't 10. I was younger than that. And then I found another picture. Bro, I was an angel. And I'm like, why would you dress me like an angel?
Because you look weird. Cute.
She wanted a choices. Daughter. I think she wanted a daughter.
Those are very weird choices, bro.
Yo, it was weird. And then this was in the 80s, bro. So you know the costume looked trash. It had like the piece that goes For over your angel. Neck. And then it had a garland like circle as a halo. It wow. looked trash. I'm like, whoa. I don't know what her idea was.
Yo, maybe those costumes were just on sale. And, you know, that's what your mother got you.
That's true.
She got me what she could, right?
Yeah, she...
I was the Red Ranger for, like, 4 years.
I was a White Ranger one time.
Yeah, Red Ranger, for sure.
I never did none of that Power Ranger shit.
That shit was dope, What else bro. Were you? You never liked Power Rangers?
I did, but I never dressed like one.
Tiara and I were a priest and a nun 1 year.
Five.
That shit was dope.
That's dope.
I would just go up to people and grab their head and be like, the power of Christ compels you.
That's fine. Easy, right? Like,
we did Halloween at Disney World 1 year.
Oh, that's fire. You
get to dress up as a character, like whatever character you want. So I went as Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
And then Gladys was what's his name? Fix-It Felix? Mm-hmm. Shit like that?
I never saw the movie.
Yep. Yeah, so she was him, so... That was kind of dope.
That's fire. I can't
I
wait
think
for
that
this
was
Halloween.
The last time we dressed up.
This Halloween is going to be fun.
Yeah, we got to post a picture to the page.
Yeah, we
are.
That's
three.
That's dope. That's going to be
my
dope.
My shit looks ridiculous. Let me tell
yo,
you.
Yo, my skirt is
yo.
Fire.
Yo,
my shit looks
my
ridiculous.
I'm going so hard that I'm shaving my whole all
nah,
my facial
hair.
Yes, I am, bro. I'm going hard.
That's fire.
That's what I'm waiting to shave, you know?
Oh god. Yeah, he got the facial hair of a trans that's still transitioning. Yo, like this shit is wild fuzz.
Yo, I don't even know. Yo, fuck you, and I'm shaving this tonight.
Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm shaving this
like Chaz Bono. Nah, yo,
that's who it was. I'm like, Chaz Bono, bro.
Wait, is that that Cher's?
That's
not Cher.
Yoko Ono and
Cher.
Is Cher?
Yeah, is Cher's daughter or
son of them? Son now, yeah.
Yo, I think he got a full beard now, though. By now,
I mean, yeah, he take all the.
Yo, you should probably ask him like what he does.
You should take testosterone, bro.
Yo, that's fucked up. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, bro.
My bad, bro.
Nah, I probably need like one.
Nigga, you gonna need the Frank Thomas pills, the low testosterone shits. You don't see the commercials?
No,
I'm the only nigga since I'm home.
But they give them commercials.
He's a baseball player, Frank Thomas. And I think he's with Doug Flutie. That's a football player.
It's like a black bottle. I've seen it.
I don't know. Nugenix.
Yes,
Nugenix,
that one. Yeah, yeah.
He already looked exactly.
That commercial only comes on at 2 a.m, so I'm sleeping at that time.
Oh, but you've seen it, so.
Yeah, I've seen it, though.
You got to get you some Nugenix and share some with me.
Buy me a bottle, bro.
Yo, let's split them shits. We can't get
like 150 capsules in that bitch.
Yeah, we can't get all the side effects. If we split them, you get some, I get some. I might get the bloody stool.
Yo,
that shit is a part of everything.
Yo, those side effects would be wild, bro.
Yo, they go buy that shit mad fast in the commercials. That shit be like, side effects, include bloody stool and nauseous.
If you have died, please contact 1-800.
And first of all, all those pills say if you're diabetic, contact your physician. Like, I can't take none of that shit, bro.
You got to tell your physician everything. Like, yo, can I take that? And your physician's like, for what?
You don't even take insulin.
You don't see my beard, yo.
I'm trying to grow this up, bro. Yo. I need this shit to connect.
He's going to be like, chill,
I need
Chaz
the cheek
Bono
to connect to the cheekbone.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yo,
I got three fucking hairs, bro. Right?
Gil say you look like a dyke, yo.
Don't say that shit.
Yo,
said like a dyke. Yeah, you gotta post some pictures to the pod. Like,
yo, just the side profile. The
like, guess who this?
Yo, Glad said it looks like pussy. Yeah.
Yo, even your wife roasting you, bro. You deserve it.
Yo, I get home and she be like, "When you gonna shave that shit?"
She's like, "What are you waiting for?"
Oh shit. She like, "Yo, your shit look like my cricas."
That's wild.
Oh shit.
Yo, all right, we gotta move on. We've been on this for a while. Tyson Fury and
versus Wilder. Deontay
Wilder.
Yeah, that was a good fight.
We
huh?
watched
that was
together.
Mad exciting.
I just want to say we watched that together, and I witnessed one of the funniest things ever, and it was Rick and Tiara here, and she's showing him something, and he misses a fucking knockout.
Yo.
You remember his reaction?
His reaction was so
he
genuine.
He clutches his hands, right? I'm gonna say this shit like like someone in a book, like you're reading it. Man, he clutches his hands right together, like balls up his fist, shakes his hands back and forth. He goes, "Tiara, you made me miss it." And she does that oops look, like, oh my bad. Yo, that shit was too funny, bro.
Fam, they were in the middle of, like,
just fucking each other
up. Fucking each other up, and she's showing me, like, some TikTok shit.
Yo, TikToks, you can't wait. Sometimes you gotta get that TikTok off immediately.
Just send it to me, and I'll see it in a few hours, yo.
Nah, TikToks, you can't wait.
Oh, man, but that fight was good, man.
The fight was good, though. They were fucking each other up.
That was, honestly, the first boxing fight in... That's the first boxing fight since... Marquez and Pacquiao. That was mad exciting, bro.
Yeah, because boxing ain't the same.
It's not exciting. It's a money grab. They talk mad shit in the beginning. Like, they talk mad shit for the lead up. The fight is trash, and then they hugging each other afterwards. And you feel like an asshole because you spent $60 on a pay-per-view.
So, just come here, bro.
Yeah, never again. I haven't bought a pay-per-view a boxing shit in years.
Nah, that shit is. It was a good fight. The post fight, I guess, the recap or whatever, when they have the journalists, I guess, asking questions. One of the journalists asked the winner of the fight, Tyson Fury, if he's going to fall back into depression now. Why would you ask him?
That's a weird question.
That's a weird ass fucking question. This dude just won the fight, and you're going to remind him that he suffers from depression, and you're going to ask him, yo, you think you're going to get depressed again?
That's crazy.
His answer was like, I hope not. Like, what the fuck
else do you say? Yo, the media is fucked up. And then they get tight when somebody gets like, you catch them on the wrong day, and they fuck you up, and now you want to sue. It's like, these people are humans, bro.
You can't win with the media, man.
Oh. I mean, I get it, though. Like,
That's a stupid ass question.
It's a stupid ass question, but they probably want that reaction out of
it. They do.
You know, fucking idiots.
You know, whatever.
They want that reaction until they get swung on or some, and then they're on YouTube and they're just like, I just don't understand.
Why. That was like,
I just don't understand.
Remember when Kanye West hit the stop sign because he was paying attention at one of the? I don't know if you ever seen that.
Yeah, he broke the dude's camera.
Yo, he got tight.
Yo, it's like, fam, what are you doing?
He wasn't looking. He turned and hit a stop sign mad hard.
Shit.
Wow. What else we got, guys?
Wait,
I kind of want to just throw one of my. I'm gonna do two today. One of my. You know what I fucking hate?
Okay. Go for it, bro. All
right, listen. You know what I fucking hate? Requesting PTO. I'm not requesting it. This is a warning. This is me notifying you that these days working. I ain't gonna be here.
I would hate you as a fucking.
You would fucking hate me because there would be no way that you would deny my request, bro.
I
would have
been rich.
You wouldn't have enough because my work would be so fucking good. That's how you do. You do good work and then
that's where you got it fucked up, though. I separate the two.
You do good work and you do everything like that by the book.
Ruben just reminded us that jobs don't really give a fuck, right? Like,
no.
Like
yeah, well,
do good work, and then it's like, that's kid, true. He calls out a lot.
Listen,
it's true. It's two separate things, right? Like, you could do good work, but if you call out a lot, bro, you're not here for me.
I've told listen, what are you gonna do? I have time. I could use my time legally however the fuck I want. You can't tell me that I can't call out.
That's true. Until you violate the call out policy, then
the call out policies are bullshit and don't stand up to nothing, bro.
Let me tell you something.
They tell you you can't call out however many consecutive days, or you can't call out the same day however many times. Fam, I used to call out every Friday for like 5 weeks.
That's wild.
You had a trash supervisor.
No, I don't, because when they come to me, I'll. You know,
but you're saying they never did anything about it.
When they ask me,
it's in your benefit. No,
when they ask me what's going on, I tell them what's going on. I have time, and I have some personal stuff to do, and I did those personal things, and that's it.
Like, I did those personal things every Friday.
And if you continue to ask me, now I feel uncomfortable.
And that's that. Listen, I don't know what your company's policy. I guess everybody's different, but yeah, bro. Every Friday for 5 weeks? That's a pattern. Right up, my nigga.
I remember when the Xbox One came out. It was a wrap, bro. I was out every Friday. I was trying to get this 3-day weekend.
That's wild.
I'm forcing them into 3-day weekend. So my old job was weird with that, right? Like, they would, you have your time. They say you have to request it in advance. But then there were times where you're requesting it too in advance. And then there were times where you're not requesting it with enough time. Like, it's like, then what the fuck? Like, is it my time or is it your time? And I have to beg you for it. Like, that's what I didn't
They put those shits in place so that you don't take off, bro. They'd rather you not take off. They'd rather you fucking slave away. Listen, man, I requested, and this is me just telling you, listen, I'm going to be off these days.
Listen, it worked out because I took mad days. I felt like I took mad days, but I just got paid out for the rest of my days, and it was a whole check. It was a whole 2 weeks.
Fire.
I mean, jobs do it kind of to monitor it so that there's not, like, five people off on the same day or no, so that people that. Don't you like save all their days and then wait till December to be like, yo, I got 29 days, I'm gonna use it. Like, nah, it don't work that way. So that's why, like,
John, it does for me.
It does for you, apparently.
It's the perspective.
Yeah, it's the perspective. So yeah,
you have people under you. Exactly, we the people under.
Exactly.
that shit. That also that there's not enough people there. That has nothing to do with me. Yo.
So
it's like not my job to monitor that.
I'm weird, right?
I'm like, off. Nigga.
I try not to deny people their days. Like I get it. People are entitled to their days. So my job is usually 19 days. You get a year. To be honest, so long as you're using them like correctly, like I'm not gonna obviously allow somebody to take 10 days in January, but so long as you're using them correctly throughout the year, I really don't mind when you use them.
If I worked at your job, I would take 10 days in January just because you told me that I can't.
I mean, you wouldn't get paid, but
I would take 10 days in January.
Why would he not get paid?
Because he hasn't accrued them. You have to accrue your time.
Your time doesn't
roll over.
It doesn't roll over.
So at the beginning of the year, you just don't get 19 days. You have to accrue your time.
No, but it doesn't roll over if you didn't take them?
It rolls over. You can only roll over 5 max.
That's... yo, what y'all running? Y'all running a plantation over there, fam? That sounds crazy, bro. You can only roll over 5 days?
5 days max.
That's some slave shit,
last year
shit,
was
bro.
10 days.
Slaves had PTO.
That's some crazy shit.
Apparently, Rick knows something we don't. Yeah.
That's again, some I slave shit is kind of crazy.
I'm saying, fam, you could only roll over 5 days. So if at the end, what do they do? They get it paid out?
Nah.
So they lose their time that they
you
accrued.
Don't lose that. I think it gets converted to like your sick savings. Like if you go like on LOA or some shit.
That not everyone ever does at all.
Well,
yeah, your job is some fucking assholes, bro.
Well, you're the asshole employee.
That sounds crazy. I'm a great employee.
These things are in place for people like you, nah, Mike.
I'm a great employee. All my supervisors they can only say only good things about me.
Except for your time.
No, my time, I do what I need to do with my time. Like, if I need a day off, the day is taken.
Yeah,
I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. You know. Jobs got to understand that shit. Like... jobs only view it as your job is is your only thing that you need to worry about. That's not life, bro. Like,
no, I don't believe
that. Other shit is, you know, everything else is more important than your job.
Very true.
I get that.
But his name is
but your request is denied.
And he's 5'4".
Listen, if I worked at you and you deny my request, I guarantee you I would get it off. And still won't get in trouble for it.
No, that's fine. Because
there's always a way.
That's fine. Yo, there's always a way. There's people that do it. Like, you deny a request, and there's people that are going to fucking take it anyway.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't have to pay you for it.
Nah. Is that, see,
if we got there. We got to get off of this.
No, because if we got there.
Because now y'all
can't. Now I want to know what his reaction is to that.
But trust me, depending on what type of job it is, it will go as far as it needs to go.
Okay.
It will go as
job
far as
for
it
job,
needs to go.
Blow for blow.
Yeah, we would just have to do outside. That. Like, let's see who's more important. It's not the supervisor.
Oh.
The supervisor isn't the important part of a job.
Oh, okay.
So, they aren't though. How many supervisors you have? They don't do shit. And I'm not saying you because I don't know what your job is.
That's fine. Because
he's telling
shit.
You, no, I'm not saying cause, you because you got a job.
No, I'm saying you. I'm not saying you because I don't know what your job entails. So I don't know if. Supervisors actually do shit, but in most jobs, supervisors don't do shit.
What?
That's why they want to go back
like
to the
in my
office.
Job, they just
because they have nothing
to do
at home
on the other people to do it.
Oh, for sure. Especially if it's structured.
I don't like the working from home shit because it felt like I had more work at home.
Oh, because well, that's
it,
how
it becomes
you
like a whole like thing where it's like you gotta monitor
you
every
gotta
minute
well,
of the day.
Well, because now that you're home, they feel like yo, but you're home, you could do this, right? Like you're comfortable. Nah. That's that other bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
See, so you are agreeing with me.
No, I am. I'm agreeing with you to a certain extent, though.
Nah, you're agreeing with me. Because you know what? If you needed time off for some important shit,
we need to stop talking about this. It's getting boring.
Gil's getting
tired. Nah, this is real shit, though.
It is. I know, but he doesn't have PTO.
He got unlimited right now, bro.
He has unlimited PTO.
Unlimited, bro. I'm sprint after 7, was it?
Yo, so Alec Baldwin murdered someone.
Yo, by mistake.
That's fucked up.
Yo, that's what they did to fucking Brandon Lee, that's bro. Crazy.
The Brandon Lee shit was weird because it was
Crow shit, right? Mm-hmm.
It happened on The Crow?
Yeah, The Crow.
That's fucking crazy.
And they left the scene in there.
And The Crow was fucking amazing.
Yeah, if I'm not
they
mistaken.
They left the scene in the movie.
They left the scene that.
That's kind of ill, bro. If
we didn't have a Crow, we probably wouldn't have a Sting. What was Sting had changed to?
I mean, he would have went to WWE.
As a surfer?
That's what he would have done.
Yeah, but that's
wild. But wasn't The Crow shit that they had like blanks in the gun?
It's the same thing that happened.
And it got
this.
Stuck. And then when it came out, it kind of propelled like a bullet.
Oh, I don't know.
So the bullet didn't actually kill Brandon Lee. I think he had like some brain hemorrhaging after that.
Also, it killed him.
Well, yeah. But you know what I mean, right?
That's why the scene was left in him because he didn't die from that.
But you keep that? That's still fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, right?
It is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how that
looks so real. Because it is real, motherfucker. This guy's dying.
Like, I wonder what scene that was. Now I gotta come back.
Now we gotta watch it.
I've watched it. Like,
what scene is it?
He gets shot.
Yo, did you pause?
In the beginning?
Did you pause?
I don't know if it's in the beginning. I think I saw it on YouTube or some shit.
Did you pause when you watched that scene?
Pause for what? No, I wanted to see it in its entirety.
Because I know there's movies you pause and you do what you do.
Crash.
Oh, I see what y'all doing. All right. You the one with the same toy.
You out here beating his meat to fucking Brandon Lee's death. Like,
yo.
Which that's is crazy.
When you think about it, though, there is someone out there that absolutely
has done
some crazy shit like that.
Yeah. There's something for everybody.
And right now, they're somewhere with a long black coat. You should probably stay away from them.
Yeah. Definitely long black coat.
Yeah, but this shit is fucked up for Alec Baldwin. Like, that yo, he got to live with that. Like, I killed somebody.
Yeah.
It's not his fault, though.
It's not his fault.
It's somebody's whoever the
gun was changed.
The prop master.
It's whoever, the prop master. It's their fault.
That's the name of the person? Prop master?
That's the name of the person that gets all the props for the movie.
Prop master sounds like the person who, like...
Yeah, but it was a real gun, right?
Yeah, I believe the gun was changed. He's like that.
But he also injured the director, so did he shoot two times?
Yo, he too.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a ricochet.
Damn, did he shoot two times?
My thing is, I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, did you catch the person and they saw the scene and they're like, yo, this shit look mad real? They said cut. Like, this is how I'm picturing. They said cut and she's like,
but is that she's not her she's not an actor, bro.
So they released the 911 tape from the people that called during the thing, and you hear one of the ladies like, yo, you believe he told me to fucking revise the script? Like, you hear her talking to somebody else during the 911. Oh, and she's like, he didn't even check the fucking gun. Like, so you hear somebody say, I mean, obviously they got to do an investigation. I know that for most of those movies, a lot of times they use real guns.
Why?
And they use blank rounds.
That's crazy, though.
And to be honest, I've heard that it's because real guns are cheaper to use during a movie than fake guns are.
Fam.
Like, think about it.
Fake guns, you got to do.
Think
like
about
CGI
it. An airsoft gun. Like, if you buy a real airsoft, that shit is like $800, right? Like an M4.
Yeah, like if you
could buy a real M4 for $500. So it's crazy. Like, for a movie,
where
if
can
you got to
get this M4,
why would
anywhere
fuck you need
in Jersey?
Fam, I need a gun, bro.
Anywhere in
gun.
Jersey
you need an
or M4? Fucking P.
An M4 is the.
Well, it's not gonna be fully auto. It's gonna be single shot.
You know what's the worst part of this is?
He's like, like
that M4 sounds like me after White Castle.
You know what the worst part of this is? She died filming a trash ass movie that no one was ever gonna see. Like, Brandon Lee died for a cult classic, bro.
Yo, you know what's fucked up to think of?
Yo, R.I.P. her. You know what I mean?
She died for a movie that's gonna go on Peacock, and this nigga don't even got Peacock.
That's wild.
Yo, she died for a movie that's gonna be on Tubi. It's gonna have commercials, yo.
On Lifetime. Like,
holy
one of them.
Shit. Nah, they ain't no one asking Lifetime. Yo, but imagine you're Alec Baldwin right now. How do you feel?
He said he
that's
like
fucking
shit.
Crazy.
He yeah. I saw his like tweets that he reached out to the husband, like to her husband, because she had a whole family. Like,
you feel responsible when
well, you
he's
are
not.
Responsible.
No, but I mean,
I mean, it's not his job it's to make sure that no gun don't have real bullets in it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, that shit is still crazy, bro. All of
that had to be real rounds. There's no way, like, it was an accidental blank.
I heard
like,
it was, yeah, I heard
it had to be a real round. Like,
real rounds.
And yo, you know what was worse? You know, because movie scenes look mad real, right? What if he shot her in the fucking head? Like, yo, there's a lot of scenes where it's like, blah, right? And it's like, what if you look at that shit? You're like, yo, this shit look mad.
No, but
well,
she
did get shot.
Yeah.
It was in the head?
Yeah.
But it's like, they had all that other stuff in post-production.
I think it was, yeah, I think she got shot in the head, and I think the director got shot somewhere else. But she died at the hospital.
Well, why did he shoot twice?
Yo, maybe he didn't think the first one, like.
But you saw some, she's not even an actress, and she's down.
That's crazy.
That's yeah.
Alec Baldwin was just like, I feel this power, right? Like, he was like Thanos.
He thought he was.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be a private investigator here, but I know they're filming a Western. So the gun that he shot had to be like a revolver or some shit that looks like. He's not shooting a Glock in a fucking Western.
Don't you got to cock it back each time?
You got to do that. Yeah, that fucking click. Yeah,
I mean, maybe they were standing next to each other when he shot.
Unless it was like a ricochet shot.
It went through her.
Oh, he got a collateral.
Yo,
except the other dude got revived.
Nigga was like,
"Say he got a team."
I'm down. Shorty was like, "On me."
She's in the
gulag. She's
in the gulag right now. She lost in the gulag.
Yo. Yo, this is a little too soon.
This is 2 days.
Yo, nah, it happened last night.
She's in the gulag.
Yo, that R.I.P. Like, her, man.
Yo, your teammate's done in.
Yo, speaking of murdered white woman, yo, Gabby Petito. Yeah,
they found
him.
Well, what's your take? Apparently. What was your take, Ruben?
I think that's bullshit. Yo, what are the odds that they find, like, the bike, and then supposedly the father found, like, a bag the day after or the week after they were searching that whole area? They found a bag of his belongings,
so,
and
like,
then now they found a body, and the dental records show it's him. Bro.
It's just a lot of coincidence.
It's a lot of, like, yo, oh, okay, the father found
I mean,
the
they
bag,
were searching that area for, like, 2 weeks, and then the day that the mom and dad decide to help, the dad finds something.
But that's why, like, I come said on, the mom and dad.
They had to be in on it.
Of course.
That's fucking aiding and abetting, bro. Like,
it has to be.
Because let's just look at Gabby's case, right? She got killed by this dude. He went home. And then he kind of like, it feels like to me, like the family kind of like, I don't want to say play possum, but they kind of like held everything back. Like, oh, we don't know where he's at. And gave him time to try to escape or figure something out. And now you find him via dental records? Like, come on, bro. Like,
I mean, anybody could take out some teeth and...
Yeah, like, I feel like...
Put them with a random dead body.
Feel like those parents need to be held responsible.
Yo, you in your QAnon bag today. I like it, man. He's on his conspiracy shit today.
I'm just saying. He's like, yo, I don't know. I don't believe it. Like, it's too many...
There is too many.
The fucking parents were.
They were. Yo, they were
for sure. They were Dominican parents. The way they had his back.
You didn't see the conspiracy like, shit with the bunker.
Yeah, they were like,
yeah. Somebody like was flying a drone and they saw them doing like some gardening shit. So if you notice, they have a shed, that wasn't too far from where they were gardening. Mm-hmm. So they were like. They were showing like a bunker that's available for purchase, like if you want to put it in your backyard, and it's disguised as a shed. So the top part of it is a shed. That's what shows on the outside. But then there's like a path underneath that would be like a few feet away from the shed. And that's the exact like amount of distance the shed was from that little thing where they were digging at, like the little pot area.
Jesus.
Yo, you should work for Daylight.
Yeah. Yo, bro, you gotta.
I'm Chris Hansen.
You know what I mean? Well, you don't want to be Chris Hansen.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to find the pedophiles.
No.
Interview them.
No.
Like, what are you doing here with a
box of condoms? Why you got all that? Like,
yo, I was bringing those for tomorrow.
Why you got that 12-pack and that hard dick in this miner's house? What's up?
Did y'all used to watch that shit?
Yo, that shit is hilarious.
He's like, nah.
Nah, she said she wanted balloon animals. Party City ran out of balloons. I bought the
He's like, hey, they try to leave. And he's like, no, come.
No, have a seat. And he's like, what? And they always look creepy. Like, you can tell that they creepy as fuck, bro. Like, yo, what you doing?
I remember the episode where the dude was eating the pizza like nothing happened.
Yo, those dudes.
He was like eating pizza. Like, can I eat it? And he was like, yeah, go ahead.
Them dudes were dangerously horny, son.
That's wild.
They was ready.
He was like, listen, I didn't say anything to her on the text messages. He's like, so what's this? Can you suck my cock? What's this? Like, that's friendly talk.
Yo, he's like, yo, I didn't know how old she was. Hold on, so what is this message? How old are you? 14. He's like, nah, I read it.
That's
41.
Cool, so long as nobody finds out.
I thought about LOL, and it auto-corrected to, can you suck my cock?
Yo, that shit was crazy, bro. Yo,
is that shit still on?
Nah, and you can't even find it on streaming.
I find it online.
But where?
On YouTube.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like, they won't have the full episode. The they'll have, like, the clips of each thing.
Yo, they were dangerously horny on that.
Supposedly, he cheated on his wife, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Was it with a minor?
He got
because then it would have been interesting.
He got some controversy, but it was something else, and that's why they took it off of air. There was something bigger than that. Like, he cheated, but also did something else, and that's why you kind of don't see him much.
I don't know if y'all ever seen. There was someone who was on social media catching predators. Y'all ever seen that shit?
They still do that shit where they find you like in the supermarket. And they're like, bro, don't leave the store. Or we're going to call the cops.
Yo, it was like this, the girl was like a short girl. She's not the one that's like acting like the underage person. But the guy, they just run up on the dude like, yo, what are you here for? And they're like, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you sure you're not here to meet the, like, yo, and it's crazy. And not to say that they different because, you know, people are who they are, right? Like it's like it could be just like me and you or there's other people who look creepier. These dudes look like regular, like. They don't look like they sick.
It's like civilians that they were catching and shit.
That shit is wild. And
they put them under, like, what is it, civil arrest or some shit like that?
Yo, citizens arrest.
Citizens,
let me tell you something. I see that shit a lot when white people are harassing, like, black and brown people. If one of y'all ever try to put me under citizens arrest.
You say y'all and looked at me like I'm one of them. Because
you are one of them. If one of y'all try to put me under citizens arrest, I will fuck you up. Understand, I don't care if you're an old lady, I don't care if you're a young man, everybody's getting it.
Stop don't there, ever, young sir.
Don't ever tell me you're in under citizen's arrest. That's not a real thing, yo. The like, fuck is wrong with these face. People? They be dead ass, yo.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Wait right there, like what?
It's like, no, I'm walking this way. I seen some chick, she was holding a dude's door open. With her leg, and he's like, "Yo, move! Like I'm trying to leave." She's and I'm like, "Why are y'all arguing with these people? She's in your space. Push her to the ground. Push her to the ground and peel off.
Remove.
Like you got it on.
Then it becomes assault. And it's
no,
like, oh,
but it's
he hit
not
me first.
Because she was in your space. She was in your space. I'll take that charge.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take.
You
the charge
win though. You win. Because
believe it or not, it's still they're still gonna consider.
Of course,
assault.
And that's fine with me. Listen. I'll take a charge to teach a fucking racist a few lessons. Yeah. I like that one that some lady was like, this black kid was skateboarding.
Oh. I saw that. Wait.
And he skateboards past her and she says something and he turns around like, what? And she's like, oh, you shouldn't be skateboarding. He's like, man, go fuck yourself, right? Get the fuck out of my face. What the fuck are you? And he goes off on her and she's just like quiet.
Yeah, she gets
I'm like,
quiet.
That's the energy that you have to give them.
Yeah,
you give them some bad energy, they leave you alone and you keep it moving. You're nice to them, and then they keep continuing. And then they call the cops, and you're standing there filming, and they're like, there's a black man here, and he's threatening me. And you're like, fuck, now I'm going
to
get
my
ass whooped.
Now she's crying. They force themselves to cry.
Yep, and then they force themselves to cry. Fuck that shit. Give them bad energy, and they'll leave you alone, and you keep
moving. That was like that lady. I think it was in Victoria's Secret. She was like on the floor crying and bawling.
Yo, she was bawling.
Stop recording me. And running towards the record.
Yeah. Like, she's like, get away from me, but running towards the girl.
Mm-hmm.
These people are nuts, bro.
I don't know which one of y'all put this. I don't think you added anything, right?
Oh, no. I doubt it.
Demi Lovato defending aliens?
Fam.
What does this mean, bro?
Okay. I hate Demi Lovato. You know, I hate they.
She has a lot of demons, that girl.
Listen, fuck her demons. She's
fuck her demons.
Also nuts. So she said, I'm a quarter. She said, referring to extraterrestrials as aliens is derogatory and the word should no longer be used for potential otherworldly visitors.
Wait, yeah,
so now that. She is offended for
aliens.
Aliens.
Okay.
That we don't even know exist.
What happened to the world? Like, I remember when nothing was, it's like, offensive. It was just like, yo, that's...
The pendulum swung too far this way.
She's offended on behalf of...
Something that we don't know even know exists.
Exists, yeah.
Really exists. That sounds crazy.
This happens every couple of years. Like, we were at a time, and it had to have been between, like, 2000 and 2010... Where you could say whatever the fuck you want to whoever the fuck. And it got too far that we were offending people. Like, going crazy. Now we're on the other end of that shit. And now it's like...
You don't think it was everything is offensive.
Mm. Nah, because after 9/11, everyone was racist.
Not immediately after.
Everyone was racist after that. You saw someone with a turban nice and you crossed the street.
Post 9/11 for like a good 2-3 weeks. Like, everybody would like... Let's say you got on the train, people would look at each other, everything was high, everybody was super, like, it felt like you were in a different country, like, not a different country, like a different state. And then it's like, after like 2 weeks, New York was like, yeah, fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, back to normal.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, as we should. But yeah, man, that's what it is. Like, even with the...
Demi Lovato's wild. You seen her documentary?
No.
Any of y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
She
it makes you not like her even more.
Yeah, like, she just ruins her life. She has mad drug issues. And then she'll go and she'll be like, yeah, but I just I got raped by my weed man. And it's like, okay, why are you buying weed if you have like drug issues? Like, not to blame you for being raped by the weed man, but what the fuck are you doing? Like, you have mad like drinking issues and hard drugs and it's like, oh, so I'm gonna just smoke now just to balance it all. Like,
yo, and she called it California sober, and I was like, yeah, she's gonna be on that shit crazy. Again. Like,
why is it all these rich people, like rich celebrities, have all these?
They
issues?
Have different
because money doesn't make you happy, bro. Honestly, yeah. But you know what? Give me some money, and I'm gonna be happy
as shit, bro.
Till you get all the things that you want, right? And then what do you have after that?
Then what else?
Then you start making shit.
And that's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
She started making shit in her nose, putting shit in her blood.
Look at Army Hammer, the actor. He's like one of the heirs of the Arm & Hammer fucking conglomerate and shit. They found out he was like biting chicks and taking flesh off of
What's
them
wrong
and all
with
that
biting
shit.
Chicks?
No, he was like taking flesh all over right. type shit. And he was into wild king. And it's like, yo, when you
into
rich,
what they into.
When you rich, missionary ain't enough, B. They're like, yo, doggy, no, I'm putting my foot in her ass. And you're like, bro, what's going on? He's like, no, my foot up to the knee. I promise it fits. It's like, fam, you crazy.
Extreme.
But he was out here biting chicks.
Listen.
But yeah, man, fuck Demi Lovato.
Stop smoking. Stop drinking. Stop all of that shit.
And then she was, and then she, you know, she decided she was non-binary. So she's a they, them. Cool.
She's a group.
But then she kind of rescinded that and was just like, she doesn't know if that's how she's going to feel later on. And it's like, this is why people can't get with it, because you're so confused yourself. It's like, fam, what are we talking about here? It's like, true. You know, she said gender reveals were, transphobic because you only put, you know, if it's a boy or it's a girl. That gender reveals are transphobic.
She's like, why the balloons are pink and blue? Like, why is
and
it
I
not,
said, yeah.
Why is it not green?
Yeah.
Well, green is a good color, right? You could do whatever colors you want, but yeah. A kid is born, a boy or girl. However he or she grows up, whatever happens, whatever they feel is, well, at that point, their journey.
You remember we had that conversation?
I think that's the argument, is what they're saying, that they're not.
Yeah, they are born
women.
We are...
We become males if we're gonna be males.
Yeah, well, you are born either a woman
later
or
in the process.
In the yeah.
Yeah.
But we all, you know, some it's like, so literally you
have. It's whether you're just going to have a long clit or a little clit.
Yep, that's what it is. So you're born and your clit turns into a dick, or maybe it don't. Maybe you just.
Where do the balls come from?
That's the lips.
That's fucking crazy. Nah, that was dope, man. Because I can picture it. He just pounded
him. I picture it. Transform. It's like a fucking the lips dropped.
Yo, that's like, so fucking that's funny.
Yo, perfect segue.
Yo, you never look at a girl and just be like, yo, your lips ain't dropped?
First of all, he's married. And you're married. So neither one of y'all should be looking at lips.
Nah, I never seen another girl in my life. Your lips ain't
dropped yet, ma?
Holy
that's
shit.
That should be one of them Chris Hansen. Like, oh, I didn't know if her lips dropped.
Maybe men don't have little dicks. Maybe they have long clits.
Maybe.
Listen. That's...
Yo, keep your third eye woke, bro. Woke. Do the mathematics, God. Mm-hmm. Yo. Superman is gay.
Yo, but that kind of pissed me off.
Did it?
Only because of how they put it out there, like
social media, the media, the way they put it.
The media, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't care. They like
do a comic book.
This is how they push it. This is the headline you see everywhere. Superman is gay. Superman comes out as bisexual. Okay. And people see that and they go nuts. So like homophobics go nuts. Fucking the comic book nerds go nuts. But it's not Superman. It's his fucking son. His son came out as bisexual. So what's the big fucking deal? Like, why would you even put that in the headline?
Aren't these made up characters?
That's my point too.
That's like, yeah, I don't know why it's a
why is sexuality a thing in comics? Like,
well, you have to have representation for everybody.
I mean, growing up, I wasn't into comics, but growing up, like, I knew fucking Spider-Man. Batman.
And
well, but I never in my head as a kid was like, yo, I wonder if Spider-Man's gay.
No, but Spider-Man, in my head, like, but Spider-Man was representation for you. You're a kid from New York. Kid from New York that, you know, grew up with not everything, right? That's representation. That is representation.
I wasn't thinking to myself, like, I wonder if he likes
men. And I feel like you do, but he reads so Rick reads comics. I don't. Ruben doesn't. I don't,
yeah.
So I just felt like I didn't need it. And then we spoke about it, and Rick was like, well, like, Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic. Like, you know. But I never, even if I didn't read the comics, I guess everyone's different. I never cared enough to know what the fuck y'all doing. Like, if this comic is fucking a male or a female. Like, I don't care. Like, just fucking save the world.
I personally don't care either. I don't care if whatever. But I understand why they put it, because just imagine, put yourself in a position of, like, you're a young gay kid. Right? You taking that shit over.
It just sounds crazy.
No, look. Let me paint this picture for
you. What's wrong with me, young gay kid?
You taking this shit all the time.
Hey, yo.
Right? You're the real Glizzy Gladiator. Uh-huh. Right?
Glizzy Guzzler.
You're the real one, right?
Uh-huh. No Cisco.
When you look at TV, when you read all the comics you love, there's no one like you. Not one person.
I can see that. Okay.
So I get it. I completely get it. But the way that they put it out there is like, yo, Superman is gay.
Like, because the way that they made outraged. It seem was like, they changed history for Superman.
Exactly.
So I guess that's why people were upset. Like, it's different. Like, okay, you create this new character and now they're
like, yo,
gay or bisexual, whatever. But the way they made it seem was like, yo, whatever you knew as a child was wrong.
And that is like, that is how you get the outrage.
Does he have gay named, like, moves?
Like, what?
I don't know, nigga. Like, what? Like
sweeping
the
rainbow?
Like the Dutch rider.
The sweeping rainbow. The dildo drop. Like, just, I don't know, whatever.
You sound like wrestling moves. But, yo, the homophobes got to relax. It's still Lewis and Clark. It's still Lois and Clark, not Lewis and Clark. So relax, guys.
Yo,
it's not that serious, yo.
Listen.
But, like I was telling you, like, it's, you know, there's mad gay characters. Now there's...
That this wouldn't be a thing if we didn't put it in the news and put it on the Shade Room and put it in Baller Alert. it would have kept going on for like comic readers, and y'all wouldn't have batted an eye. It would have just been like a normal thing. But why does it have to hit social media? Who asked for this? Like, nobody cares. Like,
I'm going to put that on DC also, because they know that that's going to get them traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they know even better. Negative or positive, they throw it out there. And it's like Iceman.
I didn't know he was gay.
He came out as gay only a couple of years ago. And it really wasn't a...
Which is crazy,
yo, because... but it really wasn't a thing.
Who's Iceman?
He's an X-Men character.
Oh, okay.
He really didn't... X-Men? They really didn't make a...
back there somewhere.
I bet.
Yo, that's a good callback, bro.
Chill up, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'll fuck up this whole podcast right now.
But they didn't make a big stink of
but
it.
But when you say Iceman came out as gay just a couple of months ago.
A couple of years ago. Maybe like 10
how
years
does
ago.
Does he come out on a podium? He's like, hey, ex-dudes, I'm gay. Just want to put that out there.
They had a... It's kind of like the way Superman's son came out. He just kind of... he just kind of asked another dude out on a date, and then it was like, oh shit.
Trying to fuck with a mutant? Trying to fuck on a mutant cup?
Yo, but imagine being gay and your boyfriend is Iceman?
Yo, that dick freeze is wild this nigga.
Okay. Freeze this nigga. Bye. Slip and slide on this hole.
Yo,
isn't this dude gay too from X-Force?
Who?
There's the dude with the swords, not Deadpool, of course.
Deadpool is pansexual, bro.
He likes pandas? What is pansexual?
Pansexual is you are attracted to whoever. Like,
I thought that was bisexual.
Bisexual is you're attracted to men and women. Pansexual is you're attracted to men, women, trans men, trans women, whoever. But Deadpool
is that?
Deadpool, and he's been like that for mad long.
As well.
But it's not really, it's not really a thing. Like, The joke is that he loves, like, fucking Wolverine and shit like that. You know what I mean?
So, damn, I think it's something... Who's the something star in X-Force? You wouldn't know off the top of your head.
I know Battlestar.
Is it Battlestar?
I think he is. I'm not sure.
The hair and the star on the eye. I know it's not Cable. He has, like, swords and shit. I think he's gay.
He might be. I know who you're talking about, though.
I don't know where I seen that shit.
Yo, I said Glizzy Gladiator earlier. I wanted to bring this up. 100%. We got the real Glizzy Gladiator. Her name is Maddie Nippon.
Is this the one that died?
She died, bro. After a hot dog eating contest. She died for this shit.
But is she a gladiator? Like, is she?
Yeah, she died for this shit. She died for this shit. She was eating glizzies.
That's a nasty competition, though. I've seen that Nathan shit. I don't know how they do that shit.
It's the way that they just like wrap
shove it. And then it's water that they drink into follow.
They grab like five or six glizzies, right? And then they start smashing them shit into their own mouth. It looks like they're trying to make the sausage meat, like how you break it through.
Yeah, I'm good.
And then after they do that, they grab the fucking bread and wet it. Yeah. And then just smash that shit in their mouth and they're like...
You ever wet a piece of bread with like water? That whole bread is gone.
By mistake, yeah. And I'm not eating the bread.
Yeah. I'm not eating that. That shit get wet inside me, bro. Pause.
But yo, what happened just
I'm now? Talking about the bread when you eat the bread.
About the glizzy.
Yo, bro. Yo.
That shit get wet inside him.
Yo, fucking Buzz Lightyear just came out as gay.
That's it?
You.
Oh.
Fuck y'all. Shit.
Buzz Lightyear. See what you did there. Very fucking funny.
What else we got?
Yeah,
I put
Kyrie. Yo, what's your you know what I hate?
So I hate I guess it's waitresses that don't know how to do math.
That's everybody should hate that though. That impacts anyone that goes there.
So you don't know this.
I need context.
You don't know this, but Gil knows this. Last week I went out after work. We went to like some bar by the job, right?
Wait.
I don't drink.
You be going? No, I know you don't. But you be going out with your subordinates?
No, with coworkers.
Oh, it'd be you and the other supervisors?
Yeah.
Yo.
What you want me to do, bro?
It's a secret society.
It's not a secret society. It's a regular society.
Yo, what's going on, son? Why we hang out with him, yo?
Yo, you probably wouldn't even have gone. You probably would have called out that day anyway.
Big fat.
So, yo, my fault. Continue. So we go to this fucking bar. I don't drink. So it's me. There's two other. I won't mention their names. Just you know. But it's me, two other guys, and a female. And we're here at this bar. And, you know, one of the guys, he drinks. And he's ordering, like, these rounds of beers for the table. The girl's getting, like, shots, like Henny shots. He's buying rounds. He ends up getting, like, two pitchers. The pitchers, I think, are, like, $52 a pop, right? I didn't know this until after the check came. Now, I'm one that when we go out in a group, I'm fine with splitting the bill evenly, right, across the board. But on an occasion where I don't drink and it seems like a lot of drinks are just happening, that seems a little odd to me.
Jump in on the drinking.
Yeah, I get something to drink. I get like, you know, I had like probably two Cokes. And I got something to eat. Everybody else got something.
That don't
to eat.
Even count because you get free refills.
Yeah, it don't count. So I got one Coke. Bro, so at the end of the night, the fucking check comes. And the check is $400. And there's four of us. The check is $400 even. Gratuities included, tax. $400 even. There's four of us. Now.
$100.
It's $100 each, right? I don't mind that. It's $100 each. Keep that in mind. So, we split it. There's the girl that gives two $50 bills, $100, and the three guys give their debit cards. Tell me why the fucking waitress comes back with three fucking receipts and the cards, and she's whispering to one of the guys, only one of you pay $23. So in my head,
what?
I'm like, this isn't gonna go well. She hands out the receipts with the cards back to everybody. The dude that's been asking for rounds happens to have the $23 check. Mind you, my shit was $123, and so was the other guy. I was like, bro, I saw the fucking check and I instantly flipped out on her. I said, hold the fuck up. I was like, you charged me $123 for two Cokes and wings? And she looked at me and she was like, nah, that's why I don't like splitting checks. Like,
that's
and
your
I was
fucking
like, it's,
job, bitch.
I was like, it's $100 a person. There's only four people and the check was $400. What's hard about that? Gratuity was included. I see what she was trying to do. I think she was trying to up her tip. And I think she took the cash.
Oh, that's for sure. Because if you do 123 times 3 plus the 20, yeah, that's what she
did. So I think she was trying to take the cash as an extra tip, although it was already included in the bill, and then divide it amongst us and think we weren't going to fucking notice. Oh, I fucking noticed.
Wait, that's exactly what she. If you do 123 times 3, that's 369 plus 23, that's 392.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what she did. Because where the 50, so where
like,
the 250s go? Where
I'm
the $250 bills go? That's crazy.
I'm like, hold the
she was
fuck
busty.
Up.
Was that's she crazy. Busty?
No.
He don't notice women. What's wrong with
oh,
you,
oh, shit, yeah.
He don't notice women.
Right. Bro, so yeah, I was just like, how the fuck you don't know how
that's
to act?
Crazy.
Yo, she just ended up walking away from the table.
Nah.
Because she knew I was like tight. And the dudes was cracking up. And I was laughing, too. Like, it was funny as shit. But I was still, like, tight about it. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Did you
fuck?
Get it fixed?
The one of the guys, he ended up just quick paying, like, the difference to everybody.
But she,
she
walked off with $100, essentially.
Nah, well, technically,
not
because no,
because
when we all added
back,
it up, we still got the money.
But she still has the extra money. Is what
yeah, 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 I get that. Listen, nah, whatever, I don't care.
That.
As long as I got my money back.
It out, like, yeah.
Bro, I was just like, yo, I don't understand how you don't know how to do math like that.
That's not the right job for her.
It's that thing where it's like if you do a job and it's like, just do it, right?
And then
like,
on
just
top
do
of
it well.
She was one of those waitresses that's like really, like she was really close to the table. So she was closer to one guy in particular. at the table.
The one with the lower amount?
With the lower amount.
Of course.
Coincidentally. And at one point, like, she's there at the table, and she's, like, eating one of his wings.
Nah. Nah, you gotta get her fired, bro.
Bro, she's like eating one of his wings.
She's like, these are
and
good.
Then there's another waitress that's there, and she's eating like a fry from somebody else.
First of all, that's unprofessional,
bro.
Two, it's COVID,
bro.
Yo,
that's
it's
right.
COVID. Man.
So when I see the other waitress do it, I tell them, I'm like, yo, I really like this bar. The waitresses eat your food.
That's crazy.
Yo, that seems fucking.
Yo, it was it was like a fucking, it was a different world for me.
Things like that, you know, I just thank a higher power don't happen to me, because I would have had to try to get her fired that night. Like, you're that's like, crazy.
I need
bro.
Your job. I need your job.
Like, that's insane.
I need your gun and badge.
Yeah, that happened.
I would have been like, yo, so you got to give us back $100. Like, you owe us $100.
And I even made a joke. I was like, yo, but you're not going to put in. You was eating a wing. Like,
facts, too, right?
You have to. Yo, you got to make her feel like shit a little bit. Like, this is what you wanted to do? Like, that's wild.
So, that was my little story there.
So, you know what I hate is waitresses.
You know what I hate?
Nah, waitresses.
I'm
going to
tell you
what
I hate as of late for, like, the past 2 weeks. I hate that I get up, whatever. And I could get up at like 11, probably sometimes 12. And y'all niggas is working and shit. Like, I'm like, y'all not gonna get on. Like,
yo, and I see you get on because I get the notification. And it'd be mad early. I'm still on the bus on my way to work. And that shit be like gills on.
Sometimes I turn on the Xbox. Sometimes I just let it sit there, go back to the room, sleep a little more.
That's wild.
Yo, I'm getting bored, bro.
Fam. But
yo,
it's
but
staying been,
online for these sneakers, bro. You have the time.
It's
you
been,
could wait
it's,
for all these releases.
It's been 2 weeks. I think you should enjoy the time. Just cherish these couple weeks.
The time off.
Because once you get another job, that's it. It's going to go away,
like,
and then you're going to be like, yo, I wish I could have been off.
He can't do too much because then he's going to get in that slump. Because the whole point of a vacation is that you're taking a vacation from your job. When it's just days off because you don't have that's different.
But I told him he should get the AMC pass. Fam, go to the movies like once a
yo,
week.
Bro, every
shit.
Tuesday. It's like $5.
Nah, he could get the AMC
shit. I
have
the money to go to the movies right now if I wanted to.
It's $25 a month.
Come on, bro.
Nah, my bad.
It's $25 a month.
Bring your own popcorn.
I'm not that reckless. Nigga said bring your own popcorn.
Your own popcorn. Just bring it.
You could do that, bro.
You got skinny pop.
Yo, I got skinny pop.
That's wild. Like, enjoy yourself now, because once you get a job, bro, it's going to be like, fuck, man, I'm back.
What month would you like to start working?
I don't know, bro. I'm just, you know.
He's like, yo, after the holidays, bro.
Yo, definitely after the holidays. Because you go through a holidays, I'm thinking of it like this, right? Like, yo, I'm not working. I don't have shit for none of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
this
that's
is my time. Nah, I got to find something to do. That's it. Hit me up, yo. Any other listeners?
You want me to take you to Michael's tomorrow? To get some crochet stuff?
No, I don't want to crochet. You need be like, a yo, hobby, bro, I made my own jersey.
You need a hobby.
And my hands are like this. Yo.
Yo, make some scarves to match your sneakers.
Yo, facts. It's getting cold out there, bro.
Some infinity scarves?
Yo, knit me a Scully,
yo,
bro.
Yo, you want one of them shits that you just hang off the top of the back of your head or the back of your head? So you could look mad fucking.
Oh, you're going to look mad Soho.
Durag?
Soho.
Nah. I know what he's talking. You're talking about like the empty nutsack shit. That's like,
nah.
It's just dangling back there.
Yo, you
know look like you were
I'm
going to
change.
Like
I'm going to change my, you know what I hate?
Some poetic.
You know, I'm
going to
give you two more.
Shit.
I hate that. When they wear the hat half hanging off their head. Fam, you cold, bro. You still
it's
cold.
Style,
like,
it's
covering
part of
his
the style, bro.
Nah, that's not a style,
yo,
fam.
That wind
it's
comes
not a style.
And they always have a book in their hand, right? Like those
yo,
guys.
Yeah, I've never writers. Seen that guy.
The people that wear those hats always have a book in their hand.
They be on the train, and you look
like
at it,
novel.
The shit's upside down. You're like, oh, this guy's an asshole. Yeah.
And it has like a rubber band because they use it so much. Like, so.
This sounds like somebody specific,
yo,
bro.
But if you got an iPad, why are you reading a book? It's 2021.
Because people don't, like book readers that are hardcore book readers.
They need a book.
They need a physical book. They like that smell, the pages.
You can't tell a you know book what, reader. Though?
The smell of a new book?
Gladys crazy, goes to Barnes bro. And Nobles to smell books.
Okay.
Damn. She well, might, I mean, she buys the book. She but might have oh, a problem. She likes you, that. She likes that new book smell.
It's like crayons to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like the smell, but it's like crayon, like new crayon. I think
I like it all smells to, like newspaper.
Yo, me. Barnes & Noble, quietest kept, be having mad toys. Like good shit.
Oh, I know.
Too.
I've gone to
Barnes & Noble's is the bathroom for bums. They all smell like horrible piss in there. And especially the one in 14th Street. Have you been to that bathroom?
Well, it's because know. People that don't shower or anything up in there. Hang out at Union Square.
Yo, yeah, I seen one like ass. A bum come out the fucking bathroom in the McDonald's bathroom in Southern Boulevard, and he was definitely taking a bath in there because he came out with like clothes in his hand, and the water was running for man long. Oh. Yo, Southern Boulevard,
that shit get it wild. How you get it, man.
Yo, at least he took a bath, right?
Yeah. Like, yo, you know what? My last, you know what I hate? This is the one that I originally wanted to do, and I'm gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna sound like an asshole. But I don't. You know what I fucking hate? Old people.
You always
with
say that
new
you
technology.
But what do you want them to do? Have old technology?
I want them to, if they have the new technology,
to them learn. To have a pager.
No, to learn the bare minimum of it. If you cannot restart your router by unplugging it, you shouldn't have internet. You shouldn't have access to the rest of the world, because I know you'd be on Facebook wilding.
That like, so. I hate to say this because I know.
Tell me you agree with me, please.
My mom pisses me off with that. Yo, I'm gonna say this.
He's alone, mom. He's alone in this world.
Yo, nah. My mom will fucking be able to shop and do all this other shit online.
I love you, mom.
Yo, sorry. She already likes you more, Monica. My mom would be able
I ain't
to,
throwing shots at her like her
she'll
son.
Be able to shop and do mad shit online, but then she'll call me like, yo, I don't know what's wrong with this. But you, how are you doing all this other shit? Like,
you turned off the Wi-Fi.
Like, yo, how are you doing all this other shit if you don't know? Like, yeah. I thought it was harder to shop online. This sneaker site where I go to is like, what the fuck? Why is this shit asking so many questions?
I mean, I get it. They're not used to the technology.
No, that I totally understand. The point is, you have to at least know the bare minimum of this.
But
thing.
you gotta remember, bro. Right?
Nah.
Listen. Let me try to advocate a little for them.
All right.
You gotta remember. All right. Let's say there's a 70-year-old. For a majority of their life, things have buttons. All this new shit is all just screens. They're touching screens now, and they don't understand that. A majority of their life, everything was a button. Everything made a clicking sound when you pressed it. Now it's not like that, bro.
I totally get
now
that.
Now it's a screen.
He's like, I get that, but I don't want to hear
I
none
get
of that.
That.
But I don't give a fuck.
You can't do the bare minimum. When I say bare minimum is like if I'm like, yo, you know, what's a good example? I mean, if you know, if I tell you connect to your internet. And you live by yourself. And you just like, nah, I can't do that.
Get a home attendant.
It's like, okay, so you shouldn't have internet. You should call your internet company and cancel it.
Yeah, but
and just not have access to the world.
That's
because that's those wild, are
nobody
bro.
Wants to hear that though.
No,
bro.
You shouldn't have access to the world. If you cannot bare minimum sign on. You telling me I have to give them the grace of the bare I'm not telling them to go get on Google and then get an MacBook Pro and create a podcast. I'm not asking them to do that. I'm saying, yo, turn on your computer. I'm like, hey, turn on your computer. Which button is that? The power button. Which button is that? The one that says power.
The one that
says circle.
That's crazy.
And not all of them
going
say
through
power.
A circle.
It's like.
He also did say that he don't want to get. He wants to get to a certain age
and die.
But
right?
Then he don't want to get.
Yeah,
you don't want to be.
I don't
want to
be. I don't want
to. I
be
feel like
old.
That too. I don't want to be old to the point that I need somebody else.
You don't
want
to be an inconvenience to someone.
Yeah,
else.
And
the thing
inconvenience.
Is, I won't
is
be
the,
though. Like I feel like I will at least know the bare minimum.
But bro, you say that, but I mean anybody could.
Fam, but the bare minimum is that I don't. I feel me on this. The bare.
He's getting tight, but I don't want to.
Minimum, not because you. Nah, come cause on, think about I'm it. Just saying the tiny bit of like, you see how his mom knows how to, at least she knows how to shop or whatever. Like she knows how to
listen to the.
She
podcast.
Knows how the bare minimum, turn on her fucking phone.
But that's what you know of. Your mom probably bugs your sister.
She probably does.
Yo, you like, know what's yo, funny?
Can you tell me how to FaceTime Gil so that he could fix this?
You know what's funny?
So you see that. She's giving you the bare minimum of what she knows.
Probably.
You know what's funny?
What happened?
Gil texts me earlier. He texts me earlier like, yo, yeah, AirPods work? I'm like, yeah.
Can I tell it?
Can I tell it?
But that's not what I was asking you.
Fam.
I said, are you good with this AirPods shit? Is what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read it as, are you good with the AirPods? Like, are they working?
Nah. I'm not going to think everybody's AirPods stop.
Nah, I read it and like I was like, Y2K. I was just like, kill, bro. Come on. We know this shit.
Nah, come on, bro. I know this shit.
Yo,
bro.
But one ear wasn't working and he's just like, yo, this is why I don't get this Apple shit.
Yo, I've had a Samsung since the Sidekick. I've always fucked with Samsung or some sort of Android.
And that's never and happened to you?
No. With any of those devices, no. Them nah, shits
Android,
always work.
Android shit is really
always work seamless. I never had an issue. I never had a broken phone. None of that. Now, and also with the headphones, whatever.
Well, you did know, break your phone once. Dropped that shit like 3 feet.
And I dropped it and it hit like the rail of the bottom of a cup. Whatever, but that's not important. But I'm talking about like just like electronics in general. I'm pretty much good with that shit. I know how to, if something's wrong, I know how to reset it, whatever mm-hmm. the case is. But I always see people with, like, Apple products that either are mad fucked up or I always see people exchanging AirPods or something's wrong with their watch or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then today I'm putting my AirPods in and I'm noticing that the left one is playing. And then it's just like when I put them back in, it's not registering the right. But I can hear, if I hold it, I'll hear the sound effect in the headset. But audio isn't playing from it.
Mm.
I reset it. But then he sends me a link to reset it also. And I was like, yo, I fucking just did this shit. But I held the button longer, as it said.
I knew he was going through it because I didn't get a text for like 30 minutes after that.
Ooh,
but yeah. Then when I got the text back, he's like, yo, I'm good now.
Yo, I was fucking livid. Cause I it's happened care to me before, shit, though. It's bro. Happened I'm to like, me yo, before. Why is this? Yo,
but worst comes to worst, just go to Apple's.
I don't want to yo, fucking that's go the, to the Apple
that's
store.
That's the first thing he said to me. He was like, I didn't want them to fucking tell me you got to go to Apple store. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yo, bro, why should I have to go to the Apple store?
Yo, make an appointment with the Geek Squad. And get the
he's
Apple
good
store.
Now, though.
And you good, yo, bro.
I'm good now.
They'll fix it
but
or replace
I hate
it.
That even happened. Like, I was like, yo, why is this happening to me right now? Like, it's, mind you, I don't even use my AirPods like that. I'm going to be honest with you. They just sitting there, and I'm about to start cleaning the bathroom. I want my headphones up. I put them in. Only one of them. I play, take them off. Put every time I put the left one in, that shit's like Gilberto's AirPods. I'm like, yo, bro, what's wrong with this shit right now? Keep fucking with it. He's going to tell me, he tried to talk me off the ledge, like, yo, you know electronics are like a fickle bitch or some shit. Oh, it happens. And I'm like, I don't want to hear none of this right now, bro. I was fucking
excited. I knew he didn't want to hear none of that because he ignored me, son.
Yo, you got to make sure you put the earbud
come
in
on,
the
bro.
Way.
You talking to me like I'm the old person he hates.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, I don't hate them. You I hate them own. With technology.
Oh, okay. You hate them. You hate old people.
Yeah, bro. But you gotta make sure you put it in the hole.
It's in the hole, bro. It's good.
Cause mine have done that where they don't. If I don't put it in like correctly, one of them will die overnight, and then I'm going to work, and only one of them is registering. And I'm like, fuck, I put this in wrong.
Yo, I fucking I don't know. It's
that
good
happens
now.
With my other shits too. The damn, what's the Bose shits? That it's happened with those too.
My Jabras are good, bro.
My Jabras, that's
yo, like, I haven't charged my Jabras in like 2 months, and I have them in the bathroom, and I use them shits like constantly.
That's fine.
And I'll explain why I have them in the bathroom, Rick, because you're looking at me.
I know why. I know why. Oh, right. I know why.
Those are the Beat the Meat headphones.
You even have to say that a lot.
I got $200 Beat the Meat headphones.
with that spatial audio, like that extra. Like,
you hear it?
That's just like the distance, right? Because that phone, she'd be like, he'd be like, did she just say Ruben?
And it'd be Gladys banging on the door.
Open the fucking door.
Mass steam in the shower.
Oh, funny. Shit. That's funny.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, bro. Yeah, bro. That shit had me pissed off today.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Oh, man. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I think we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Wrapping up.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want to say one thing because I was talking to Gladys last night, and I feel like betrayed on her favorite food. So we were talking last night, and for years she's always her mother, her sister, they've always told me about this dish that they love, and it's called chuletas de yanyan. And I thought that it's fucking pork chops with cabbage on top,
sounds
and
delicious.
Something else, and like a sauce. And okay. I thought that this was like a fucking national dish of Honduras. And it was called chuletas de yanyan. Come to find out,
so shit they
it's
made
a fucking person in Honduras that grew up in their town that made this fucking dish. And his name was Yanyan.
Nah, my nigga.
So they're just calling this shit chuletas de yanyan. And I'm thinking that this is a fucking known dish.
I mean, it's known in the town, I guess, right?
Fuck that town.
But is it delicious?
I don't know. I never had it. She loves it. It's her favorite thing. But
yeah, who the fuck is Yon Yon?
He's like, yo, but there's no chicken fingers de Yon Yon.
Yo, get a French fry with Yon Yon.
There's no mozzarella sticks de Yon Yon.
There's no fish sticks with minced fish meat in it with Yon Yon.
So no popcorn shrimp de Yon Yon. That's what you're telling me.
Or whatever I want. Like, yo, what y'all don't got nothing in the Yon Yon?
Yo,
niggas just putting bad fucking.
Yeah, from now on, all my foods are gonna be that.
De yanyan.
Niggas like, yo, we just had pepperoni pizza. De yanyan.
De yanyan. Let me get a brisk. De yanyan.
You gotta change your Warzone name to that, yo. Brisk de yanyan. I need that.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's fucking funny. Yo, that's mad funny. That's trash that they just substituted him in for 10 seconds.
Yo, LaMarcus Aldridge is fucking trash. I hate his face.
Yo, he's actually 10 for 12 today. 23 points. That means he's
everybody balling. Everybody has a good game, bro.
LaMarcus Aldridge. De Nyanya. Yo. Oh, chuletas shit. De Nyanya sounds hilarious. That does sound like it would be some traditional dish.
Yeah.
You probably would have ordered that shit by mistake in a restaurant. They would have looked at you like you was crazy.
Looked at me fucking wild crazy.
And they would have been like, no, we don't have that. So can I get chicken fingers? Like you said, in yan yan?
He's like, can I get a mofongo de yan yan? Do you eat mofongo?
Not that I don't eat it. I've never had it.
You never had a mofongo? We was in Puerto
Rico.
I tasted the one. We were talking about. It was good. I just never ordered it for you. Yeah.
I have a question. So we were talking about us going doing a road trip, and just eating shit from different.
I would try
right?
mad different shit.
Okay, that was my question because if we're gonna go to road trip,
I won't eat snails or anything slimy.
But
I'm not.
Nah, but that's. But what if that's the dish of the town? Snails de yan yan.
Then I might skip.
Nah, I'm not eating that either, bro.
I'm not eating the oysters with the. I'm not doing that.
What?
Yo, that shit is disgusting.
That's nasty, bro. That's like eating booger.
Fam, you got to get the grilled oysters.
Grilled, I could eat, but the booger
shit? That I might do. Like, yeah, with the breading.
With the breading? A little hot sauce?
But you eat that shit when they put it on ice?
I do. It tastes like ass. I don't like it that much.
So why the fuck would I
eat it? I will eat it.
Why?
I mean,
you
got to
just swallow that, right?
Fam, I've eaten turtle, bro.
Yo, but I'll you just swallow that, right? Because you don't bite
turtle
that.
Turtle tastes delicious. It was in the soup. It was mad good.
Did you get the shell? As it like
nah,
going
they
away?
Put the soup in the shell.
I've had right out the alligator shell? Too in New Orleans.
How's that?
It's delicious.
I would try alligator.
It's delicious, bro. Like it's.
I
want to
try a frog leg.
I don't.
That shit look nasty.
I've ever had a frog leg,
but no, like, it gotta be fried. I don't want no steamed, fucking frog legs.
It might be actually. But anyways, we almost done anyways. But yeah, so you have to try.
Yeah, I want to try stuff. Different shit.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do that then.
Yo, when y'all want to do this week? Like, I'm off. I got the whole week.
Nah, give me some time.
I got to request this PTO.
Oh, you
got to
request PTO?
So for him, it don't
I
matter.
I
got to
request this PTO, yo.
It don't matter, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think we're done, bro. I put Kyrie, but honestly, fuck him. So I don't even want to talk about him. He's a dickhead, yeah. So whatever. I did want to leave them with, like, just one quick thing. I don't know if any of y'all do it, but it's not brave to post unfiltered photos.
It's not brave?
It's not brave.
I don't use no filters.
I'm just saying.
Me how I am.
Women post filter photos, it'd be 1,000 of them, and then they post the one and they go, I wasn't going to post this without a filter, but, you know, I was loving my... and all that.
You're fair.
That's not brave. You're not doing anything to change. You're not doing anything to change your world. Put the filter back on.
You just lost 20,000 followers.
Put the filter back on. We like it better.
I seen I think it was TikTok or Instagram of a girl, and she was showing the pictures and what they looked like without it, and that's not even
crazy.
That's not you no more.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
So imagine having to date right now, and you on Tinder, and you go, damn, she's fly. And then you see her in person, and she look like Lizzo. And you're like, all right, I got to go, fam.
What's wrong with Lizzo?
She looks crazy.
I'm tired of... Yo, now that you say that, that's what I fucking hate. There's nothing wrong with you loving yourself, but Lizzo be ODing. I'm sick of it, bro. Okay, you love your body. We get it. But you ODing. Like, she takes it too far with the fucking twerking, and she's always neat. We get it. Like, that you love yourself, and I get that you're pushing for everyone to love themselves.
Like body positivity?
Yeah, but she pushes it too fucking far. Like, it's like, okay, like, we understand.
I mean, I'm cool with all that. I don't care. The only thing that ever bothered me from her is she went to the Laker game with her ass out.
She always has her ass out. That's
wild inappropriate. At the Lakers game.
Yeah.
I don't care if she got her ass out on
IG,
Twitter, IG, whatever. Like, somebody like it. But you had a basketball game. We trying to watch LeBron go ham. And your ass is out. That's crazy. But then people try to be like, oh, but what if Rihanna was at the game with her ass out? Blah, blah. First of all, she wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, we have the Laker game.
And Rihanna
it's
usually
not the time and place.
Rihanna usually she'll go topless more than the ass out. And it's Rihanna
because she got the tattoo right here, so she got
to
show it.
And it's Rihanna anyway, like fucking Rihanna. Don't compare fucking Lizzo to Rihanna. You fucking stupid.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just saying. Don't do that shit.
But yeah, man. All right, we're gonna sign off.
We are because I'm getting frustrated.
That was fun, yo. That was mad fun. The name of this one is Chicken by De Yan Yan. That's the fucking name.
What? When you saying that was mad fun, is the podcast still running?
Oh, yeah.
Are we on? Oh,
yeah, we haven't signed off yet, sir.
Oh, we talking like, that sounded like we were done recording. That's why I'm doing the next sign. Like, yo, we done. I'm Chris Benoit and you from here.
Yo, I thought he was telling me to kill Ruben.
I was just like, yo, we off? Like, I know.
No, we're going to get off now.
All right,
Rick.
We're off now.
Ruben.
Gil.
Peace.